The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Schools getting ready to wrap up around the country. Secondary schools, primary schools in a few weeks' time. And the students in sixth class preparing themselves for going into first year. Though stories in newspapers today about plenty of students around the country finishing sixth class and they don't know where they're going to go to school in first year, if they're even going to get a place in a school in first year. Rachel Harper is the principal at St. Patrick's National School in Greystones. Rachel, what's your experience of this on the front line, the lack of school places?
Yeah, good evening, Karen. So we would have about 50 students going into secondary school now this coming September, and three of our students don't have any places. So we are experiencing it on the front line, and it's very hard for those children and their families, you know, coming this close to the end of the school year, not knowing where they're going in secondary, you know.
And is it a result of a lack of places at secondary school, or that they're oversubscribed because parents hedge their bets?
No, I think it's, you know, there's a huge increase in the population here in Greystones, you know, and certainly we've seen that at a primary level, all of our schools have expanded. So therefore, that's putting a pressure at the secondary school level as well. So one of our secondary schools is relocating in a new building, and it's expanding. So I suppose we're kind of waiting for all these things in place. So there's that little bit of pressure in between, but it's certainly causing anxiety, you know, to families and to children that don't currently have places. So it's a hard place to be at the moment. You know, there's a lot of sympathy there for the parents and the children.
Yeah, and listen, it makes it very hard to plan. One would suspect some of them will ultimately get a place somewhere, that, you know, one kid might be offered a place in two schools and they'll have to turn down one and it frees up space. But yeah. I mean, is it ever the case that you get to September and there's just no place for some?
No, thankfully, like, children always get a place at the very end. You know, I've even heard of children, you know, in August getting a place. But it's just that anxiety, because I suppose sixth class is a whole year where their teachers are preparing them. You know, you're starting to talk about secondary. You're starting, you know, to really prepare them for that next stage. So that's where it's hard on children. I suppose you made a really good point there about if parents are offered two places, you know, to make sure that they turn down the first place straight away, you know, and they go with the school that they choose want to go with, because that frees up a spot for somebody that is currently on waiting list. So we have, you know, one child they put in, you know, the way you do the educational passports that primary send on to the secondary school. So we're sending those on at the moment, but for three of our children, we have no school to send them on to. And when you're reading the reports in there, they're on three different waiting lists with the local schools. It's hard. So I suppose I'd say that I made that point, that if anybody hasn't turned down any places or they're still deciding, you know, think of other people that don't have one choice, you know.
Is there, in your mind, a better way to manage all of this so that you wouldn't have parents right up to August, and not only the parents, the kids themselves, not sure where they're going to school?
Yeah, I think it's clearing those waiting lists. So, you know, parents making that choice, but also I suppose it's just forward planning. I suppose we can see here in Greystones that the primary schools are already expanding. You know, there's more building going on, there's more. So I think that forward planning is essential. You know, schools are, you know, so important in communities, and just making sure that we're looking at the projections now, where the children are, what age they are, and that they're going to need secondary places, you know. And I suppose even schools that are applying in the local area for expansions, I suppose that things are fast tracked somehow, you know, and that buildings are granted, and there isn't so much time wasted in between that, you know, that sort of way. So if things can be sped up and place can be made available and teachers can be granted, you know, Rachel, things like that, all those extra bits help, you know.
Listen, thanks a million for chatting to us as always. Rachel Harper is the principal of St. Patrick's National School in Greystones.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.